imagine a company comes to you and offers you $1.6 billion to work for them for just 3 years. Would you do it? Probably. Duh. Well, that's the situation Messi found himself in earlier this year. But shockingly, he turned down the $1.6 billion. Instead, he took another deal with a still relatively new club, Inter Miami, for a much lower salary of only $50 to $60 million per year. The question is why? And it's exactly what we're going to take a look at in this video, because there's more to this offer than you might expect, including 5 key business and money principles that we can all learn from. So, number one, assets are more valuable than income. So in the spring of 2023, Messi was looking to find a new home, just 2 seasons after a massive move to PSG from Barcelona. For all of you non-soccer fans out there, these are two of the largest clubs in the world. While he's looking to move, not surprisingly, he had countless offers, including rumors that he may return to his beloved home, FC Barcelona. One offer even came in at a staggering valuation over $1 billion from Al Hilal in Saudi Arabia, which could have been the biggest contract the sport has ever seen. But Messi wasn't interested. Instead, he was entertaining another offer from a club that was less than 5 years old, Inter Miami. You see, what's really interesting about this is Inter Miami offered something completely different. Their offer to Messi included the following. One, he would get paid between $50 and $60 million salary per year. He would have a percentage of the club's shirt sales. He would have agreements with Adidas, who's the main sponsor of the MLS, where Messi gets a cut of any increase in Adidas profits resulting from his involvement in the MLS. He would get agreements from Apple TV, who bought the broadcast rights for the MLS earlier this year for literally $2.5 billion, where Messi gets a share of the profits from MLS season pass subscriptions. He would also get an equity stake into Inter Miami itself, and at last count, Forbes valued Inter Miami at $600 million, making them the 11th most valuable team in the MLS. Inter Miami co-owner Jorge Mas said in a recent interview that Inter Miami's value could reach $1.3 to $1.5 billion in the next year alone, doubling its value. So his greatest return on his time isn't actually going to be playing the game or winning games, it's going to be promoting the game. He's going to be building wealth in a way that's different than most footballers ever do, and that's through growing his portfolio of revenue-generating assets through football rather than just reinvesting what he's earning from the game. Not only will his assets grow passively, but often you get to avoid the massive income taxes from having such high income. All right, so moving on to number two, hiring the right talent is more important than hiring as fast as possible. So Messi is now the highest paid MLS player in the entire league, but he's also having the biggest impact on the value of not only Inter Miami, but the MLS in general. So in an interview with CNBC, Jorge Mas said that last year Miami had about $56 million in total revenue. But with Messi, they believe to double that revenue to $110 million in this year alone. The importance of hiring the right talent in your business has a massive effect. It's that old 80-20 rule that you've heard of in sales, where one person or a few people does 80% of your business and everybody else combines for 20%. So finding the right person rather than speeding up that decision to find a bunch of average people makes all the difference. So moving on to number three, audience is everything in business. So another example of the effect Messi is already having on Inter Miami specifically is the growth of the official Inter Miami Instagram account. So on June 7th of this year, Miami's Instagram account had 900,000 followers. 24 hours after announcing the signing of Messi, they'd already gained 5 million more followers. And today the Instagram account has at least 15.3 million followers. Ticket prices have also gone crazy since the signing. Average prices for tickets currently are around $690. It's a 527% increase over the average ticket price of an MLS game, which used to cost $110 before Leo joined the league. Just days before the game, the cheapest ticket to see Messi take on the last year's MLS Cup winners cost $785. If you can catch eyeballs by being a master promoter or bringing in someone that has a following to your business, your business will grow exponentially because the audience converts into sales. All right, moving on to number four, patience is a virtue. So we've all heard patience is important. And in this deal, Inter Miami had a ton of patience. So in order to sign Messi for the club, it had taken over 5 years from the first contact to actual signing. But when it did happen, the growth was overnight and exponential. So don't give up on working long deals. Sometimes they have the biggest impact in the growth of your business. It's the small things over a long period of time that make the biggest difference. Final lesson for anyone out there and every business owner is that legacy is the goal. I think one of the biggest things we do as business owners, we get lost in the sauce of revenue and profit and making as much money and growing the business as much as possible. And we forget about the most important things in life, which is our family, our friends, and our legacy. But one of the biggest reasons Messi decided to go to Miami is because Miami had one selling point that no one else in the world could offer him in this major decision in his life. So way back in September in 2019, Inter Miami's owners met with Messi's father in a get-to-know-you session. Inter Miami pointed out that Messi could change the entire way soccer is viewed in the U.S. and have a massive impact on growing the sport in North America. The possibility of having such a profound influence on the sport almost certainly influences Messi's decision to come to the States. Plus, Florida is closer to Rosario, Argentina, which is Messi's hometown, than either Saudi Arabia or Europe. Messi could have gone to other clubs for more money in the short term, but he chose Inter Miami to be able to have an excellent environment for his family and to help build the sport in the U.S. At the end of the day, regardless of how well you do at your business, ensure you're still focused on the most important things in life, family, and the impact you're having on others, your legacy. All right, and there you have it, guys. So not only is Messi a football genius, but he's a master promoter and a genius business person and investor. What you can take away from this is while you're making decisions for your future, make sure to weigh in on all these factors to make the best business and life moves for you and your family. If you like this episode, smash that subscribe button and hit that notifications bell, because if you made it this far, then you probably want to see more.